You're listening to SBS News.
It's the most popular painkiller in the world. Paracetamol accounts for over 60% of analgesic sales in Australia, as Melbourne pharmacist Hugh Nguyen can attest.
Amongst the things that are over-the-counter, it's probably our number one selling medication. It's one of the most popular medications that you buy in a pharmacy.
But research suggests it may be ineffective in reducing pain for many common conditions. Dr. Christina Abdel-Shahid from the University of Sydney trialled the pain relief against 44 ailments, finding conclusive evidence it had an effect in only four.
Paracetamol is the most commonly used pain reliever, not just here in Australia, but everywhere in the world. And it's quite surprising that there are unanswered questions about its effectiveness for the thing it's used most commonly for, which is pain.
The study shows it was effective against pain, including tension headaches and knee and hip osteoarthritis. In the other 40 conditions, including migraine, dental and back pain, Dr. Shahid says the evidence to support its use was inconclusive.
We don't have the rigorous trial evidence to be able to make a call on whether or not it is effective for the vast majority of pain conditions.
Sales of the drug have increased 75% since the reclassification of codeine-based painkillers to prescription only. It's sparking concern pain sufferers are taking larger amounts of the over-the-counter medications to cope. Over 10,000 people are admitted to hospital each year with paracetamol poisoning. Pharmacist Hugh Nguyen says many are unaware of the dangers of overdosing on such an easily accessible drug.
In pharmacies, we always do stress not to use more than 8 paracetamol-containing products in a day. These days you can get paracetamol at petrol stations, supermarkets.
GP Dr. Con Costa maintains paracetamol is still the safest option when it comes to pain relief.
Paracetamol is by far and away the best initial approach to pain. And of course, if the pain doesn't go away, see your doctor.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration has told SBS it's monitoring this and other studies into the effectiveness of paracetamol for pain and can conduct a review if deemed necessary. But a spokesperson says increased sales of a product do not automatically equate to misuse. Abby Dinham, SBS News.